Tonight's special sports coverage on Full Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
Kind of an unusual Monday night game for us.
Don't have many of these, Rob. Don't have many at all. And kind of good to get out. Stretch the old legs after the holiday.
Yeah. Delphus Jefferson comes to town tonight. And they've had a rough time. They've had a lot of COVID problems. And they've only played four games so far this year. They haven't played since December 12th. So they've had quite a bit of time off.
Yeah, they ought to be rested and ready to go, don't you think?
I would think so.
I'm looking at kind of going over their roster a little bit. We certainly have them outmanned or outsized. I mean, they've got a couple of 6'3 sophomores. They're tallest kids on the roster here that I've seen. So,
yeah,
you know, we should be able to work the ball down low and get some inside points here. Maybe Benny will have a big night here for us. And just get our work done and get our job done, get the victory and get out of here tonight. But coach is always focused on the MAC, but he had time to work on these guys, and I think he'll be ready.
Oh, I'm sure so. They are 1-3. Fort Recovery's 4-3 on the year. JV's won 42-28 tonight. Caleb Evers led the way with 14. Troy Homan had 10, 8 points for Wyatt Grover. Before the game tonight, we had a chance to talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Jim Melton, and here is that conversation. Back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we have Jim Melton with us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And, Coach, a tough loss last game, a game that, unfortunately, we got behind early, and kids just kept chipping away and actually took the lead towards the end there, but couldn't quite have enough at the end to win that ball game. So I know you weren't happy with the start. So what's the coach's formula for changing that?
Well, we just, you know, we had with the holidays here, we had a full day of practice Saturday, and then, walk through this morning to try to make some adjustments and try to get off to a better start, and hopefully we do that tonight.
Yeah, well, we'll look forward to that, that's for sure. Delphus Jefferson, they've had some COVID issues, haven't played a whole lot of games.
Yeah, they haven't played since the 12th, I believe, December 12th. When you look at their record, I wouldn't judge them by that. I think they're, a decent ball club. They got some nice players, Wanamaker and Bailey and Tiemann, and, they got a nice group there, so they're going to present some challenges tonight.
Yeah, they gave us a pretty good battle last year, and I'm not sure how many seniors they lost, but again, they're usually a pretty tough team.
Yeah, they're going to play hard. They're well coached, and they're going to give us everything they got. They're going to be hungry. They haven't played for a couple weeks, so they're going to be ready to go.
Well, Coach, after a ball game, not necessarily the Tri-Village game, but after each game that you play, tell us the routine that Jim Melton goes through to evaluate the contest and try to, get some learning points for the kids.
Well, it's typically a late night, especially the Friday nights, because then we got to turn around. We have doubleheader Friday and Saturdays. I typically go home. I stat the game. A lot of coaches just like to send it in to Huddle Assist and let them do it. But what I've found, when you allow a software program to try to stat, it's never 100% accurate. And I like to watch the film and stat it, and then I go back and break it back down. So typically, on a game night like tonight, I won't get to bed till 2 or 3 in the morning because I'm breaking the film down statistically, and then I'll go back and watch it to see what we need to do to make adjustments to get ready for the next game in terms of us.
Well, so after you did that, after Tri-Village last Saturday, what kinds of things did you come up with that, hey, these are things we need to improve on?
Well, we've got to be better organized offensively. I think anyone watching us, it was hard to tell who our point guard was. And, with losing Derek Judy, it's been a little bit of a point guard by committee. And that's really not been what we've practiced on. But when we go to the games, that seems to be what transpires. Owen Judy's supposed to be running the point for us right now, but if you recollect back to the Tri-Village games, we've seen Kale up there, we've seen Regan Martin up there, and that's not what we worked on. So one of our big focal points has been to getting organized and getting us in our stuff.
Speaking of Derek Jeudy, what's his status?
Derek is still in the concussion protocol, but he is progressing nicely. We anticipate, hopefully, if he continues his progression, having him back by the middle of the week here.
Well, that'd be great to have him back in the lineup, that's for sure, but not tonight, apparently. Yeah. So, how about your starting five this evening?
The starting five will be Owen Jeudy at the point, Regan Martin and Cale Ramel on the wings. Gavin Toby will be our stretch four, and Brian Benn in the middle. And we'll be without Clay Schmidt services as well.
Yeah, Clay dealing with that shoulder injury and unfortunately having some issues there that we feel for him. You know, a kid works his whole high school career to be playing his senior year, and then to have this happen is very, I know, disappointing to him and to you.
Yeah, we're going to err to caution with Clay, a little bit extra caution. I know, you know, he's got the heart of a lion. He wants to be in there. He wants to be in there with his guys. But we've got to be, you know, we've just got to err to caution, be a little bit more intelligent as far as how we, you know, navigate through his rehabilitation process. So, you know, it's tough. We're down both our captains. You know, Derek and Clay are our captains. They're our leaders. And, you know, we've got to, you know, it's kind of that next man up mantra.
You mentioned Gavin Toby's in the starting lineup tonight. Boy, I thought he added a lot of spark to your team last week.
He did. He came in, gave us a spark defensively, hit some shots, you know, and he was that jolt we needed. So, you know, hopefully Dylan Evers can provide that for us tonight, and Gavin can, you know, kind of relay off of last week against Tri-Village. So, you know, guys are hungry. They're ready to get back in and protect the fort.
Hey, Jim, thanks so much. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. We'll be back at the Fortside Fieldhouse in just a moment.
Cover more ground with the fast, durable Kubota Sidekick, featuring a gas-powered engine that delivers a top speed of 40 miles per hour, best-in-class acceleration and handling with cargo, and the strength to haul what needs hauling, all backed by a 2-year, 1,000-hour warranty. Get more done right with the Kubota Sidekick. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jerry Cow from Cow Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Cow Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The St. Henry Bank takes pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs, and we're excited to announce that we have just launched our newly updated website at sthenrybank.com. Enjoy a better online banking experience and the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, deposit checks, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history, monthly statements, and more.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today. The St. Henry Bank and St. Henry and Maria Stein, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, we're just about ready to turn the lights out to introduce the starting lineups for the Indians here tonight.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rob, it's hard to see six guys out there in their warm-up uniforms getting ready for a varsity basketball game. We got four JV players coming up to try to help us, and we need to get our captains back out there. For Delvis Jefferson, the starter tonight is going to be number two, Colin Bailey. 6-foot guard. Trent Keeman's going to be a 6'3 guard. He'll also be starting tonight. Ian Wanamaker, 6'1 wing. He's a senior for the Delvis Jefferson boys. Damon Wiltsey, he's also a senior. He'll be on the wing at 6'2. And the guy in the middle is Levi Rode. He's a 6'3 sophomore. And they're starting all over 6 foot. So we'll see how things go.
Well, we should have an advantage here, it looks like.
Yeah, we got some height advantage.
For recovery tonight, Big Brian Benn, of course, will be starting. K.O. Rammel will be in the lineup. Owen Judy also in the lineup. Regan Martin and Gavin Toby will be starting tonight as well. I think it might be Gavin's first starting assignment.
Maybe. The only thing, you know, Dylan's gonna come in off the bench and try to spark us tonight, and I guarantee you he's going to get plenty of playing time.
Good luck to the Fort Recovery Indians from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna on Highway 67 at the west edge of Portland. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tenn and Chrissy Hart. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna. Again, Dr. Banna accepting new patients. I think they have the formula down for the fog, so it's not like it was that first time.
Yeah, we couldn't see the other side of the court that first time.
Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Calp Pharmacy, with locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, Bern, Indiana. Don't forget, they're celebrating their 40th anniversary here in Fort Recovery this year. Calp's Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, your Health Mart local pharmacy. Here we go. It's going to be Gavin Toby jumping for Fort Recovery and jumping here for the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats, are they?
I believe they're the Wildcats, yeah.
Ian Wanamaker. And the tip does go to Delphus to start the game. Right side it goes. With the ball there is Levi Rohde. Passing around on the left. Over there to Damon Wiltsey. W-I-L-T-S-I-E, Wiltsey. Left wing it goes again to Ian Wanamaker back outside. Top of the key now with the ball there is Levi Rohde. He'll pass off to Wanamaker. Inside, turnaround shots up, no good by Trent Keeman of Delphus Jefferson, and Fort Recovery with the rebound.
Nice job of defensively by Cale Rammel there. Just held his position and got in good position for the rebound and came back with the board.
There's a shot underneath by Brian Benn. He misses it, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. He'll be at the line for, again, two shots coming here. Rob Weaver with you along with Dave Kalf. Kalf Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor.
That was some nice insight to Coach Ed tonight about the team and how much work he puts into this after the game. It's incredible, you know?
It is incredible, the hours that many of these coaches put in, and Jim Melton is certainly a dedicated guy. Reed's second one's no good. He got the first one. 1-0. Indians take the lead. Delphus Jefferson with the basketball. Over on the left side, down in. It's up and good. Scoring there for the Wildcats was Colin Bailey, number two. Right side, Regan Martin. He's number two for us. Back out to Cale Rammel. Rammel dribbles to the right of the lane. Passes to Owen Judy. Three-point shot. Bingo. There it is. Owen Judy, he's a shooter. He can take charge if he just will. And well, I think he's starting to get more confidence
with
that.
I agree with you, Rob. I was thinking the same thing. Boy, it's nice to see that first shot go down for Owen. And who knows, maybe he'll light her up tonight.
Three-point shot there. It's 4-2. Indians on top by two now. Jefferson with the basketball over on the right side. Back out top. Down the lane, and we've got a block shot.
Block.
Owen Judy, was it?
I think it was Owen and Cale both got on that. Great defense.
Indians have the ball back after the block. Regan Martin out top to Owen Judy at the center circle. He'll pass on the right to Regan Martin. Martin looks for a teammate. Goes to Cale Rammel. Rammel dumps it inside to Owen Judy, and the foul's going to be called. Reaching over the back, I think, was Damon Wiltsey. Yep, it was. They have two seniors, two sophomores, and a junior on this Jefferson team. Again, they've been sidelined with COVID problems for 2 weeks. Cale Rammel turns, fires, hits!
Very nice.
Cale Rammel, about an 18-footer on the right side, just inside the three-point line. Makes it 6-2. Indians on top by four. Outside it goes, over on the right. Here's a three-point shot. Bingo. Nice-looking shot by Levi Rohde. Rohde, who's one of the sophomores, makes it 6-5 now. Here is Gavin Toby driving to the hole. He can't quite get it up over the rim. Rebound comes to Jefferson. Here's a shot from the top of the key. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes to Jefferson. Back outside again. It's up and no good again by Trent Tiemann. He missed two shots there. Fort Recovery with the rebound. Regan Martin on the left. He'll lob it in to Brian Benn. It's a little bit overthrown on the pass, and Jefferson knocks it away.
Yeah, that was just a bad pass in there to Benny, and it's a turnover.
Yeah. Brian just didn't have a chance to get that.
Didn't have him pinned yet.
Colin Bailey actually knocked away. Now Indians steal the ball. Here comes Cale Rammel down. He'll pass on the right to Regan Martin. Goes inside to Gavin Toby. Toby back out to Judy. Fires a three. It's off the mark. Rebound out of bounds off of Delphus Jefferson, they say.
We'll take him.
Again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, Cal Pharmacy. Don't forget they have an outstanding weekly prescription program where they'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Inside to Brian Benn. He's double-teamed. Back to Judy. Outside to Cale Rammel. Now Judy on the left. It's clear that Jefferson has Brian Benn well scouted. They surround him anytime he gets the ball.
Doing the same thing Tri-Village did against him, you know, and Benny's going to pop one from outside.
And just missed a three-point shot from the top of the key. Going down hard on the play was Andrew Miller, but he gets up. Jefferson with the basketball after the Brian Benn miss. 6-5, Indians on top by one here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Remember, if you need handicap medical equipment, think of the Handicap Medical Equipment Center at Cal Pharmacy, just on State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. There's a shot that's missed by Rohde. Rebound, Owen Judy to Cale Rammel, three-pointer.
Boom.
It goes. Cale Rammel hits the three, and a timeout's going to be called by the, no, injury. Going to get Andrew Miller out of there, who came down very hard.
I think he might have a little blood on him or something. I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, maybe. Jefferson with the basketball here.
Sending him back here to the locker room.
Jefferson with the ball, right corner. 9-5, Indians on top by 4 points. Back on the outside, top of the key to Trent Tiemann. Around the horn, over on the left corner. Back to Tiemann in the wing, in the corner down there. And he tries to pass inside to Damon Wiltse. And the ball's off of Wiltse's hands and out of bounds. So, Fort Recovery with the basketball, leading by four, 9-5 here in the first quarter. Brian Benn on the right side. Outside to Gavin Toby on the left side to Cale Rammel.
Ooh.
Cross-court pass to Owen Judy. A little shaky there. Here's Regan Martin. No good. It bounces way up, but Brian Benn gets the rebound, and he puts it up no good and tips it up and in. Tipped her in. Brian Benn with the basket. That makes the score now 11-5. Indians on top by six here.
2 points and two rebounds on that play right there. That works out good in the stat book.
Down the lane, shots fired up, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. Is getting the position inside was Trent Tiemann. And he was fouled in the act of shooting.
I think the foul was called on number 22, Cale Rammel.
On Cale, that is... No, they haven't put it up to be his first.
Be his first, yep.
So, free throw is up and no good, and he has one more. And it's up and good this time. Trent Thiemann gets one of two to go down. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading 11-6. Owen Judy, the point guard, across the timeline. Here's Regan Martin. Right side to Judy. Judy comes out top of the key. Derek Judy is out of the lineup again tonight because of a concussion protocol. He should be back on Saturday, they say. Here's a drive by Regan Martin. He puts it up and in. Regan Martin puts it in.
Well, he took that one with authority, didn't he, Rob?
Sure did. That makes the score now 13-6. Here's a shot by Delphus Jefferson. No good. Rebound, Brian Benn. The Delphus Jefferson Wildcats battling here with the Fort Recovery Indians this evening. Here's Regan Martin, a three. This is off the mark a little bit. Just a little off.
Was close.
It was. Jefferson with the rebound. Wildcats come down. Here's a shot up and no good, and a foul's going to be called on Fort Recovery. It's going to be whistled on Regan Martin. Visit Kalp's Pharmacies. Many locations, including Fort Recovery. They also have two Indiana locations in Bern, Indiana, and Union City, Indiana. There's one near you, a Kalp Pharmacy pharmacist. Free throw is up and good by Colin Bailey of the Wildcats. It's his third point of the evening. 13-7 is the score now on the Kalp Pharmacy scoreboard. Fort Recovery in the lead, and now it's 13-8. As he rattles that baby home. And going out of the lineup is Colin Bailey.
For every substitution, too, Dylan Nevers in for Regan Martin.
It's kind of hard to figure that. He's their leading scorer, but oh well.
Oh, I knew it.
Full court press stolen by Jefferson. It's up and good. Ian Wanamaker lays it in. Here's Owen Judy at the other end. He'll lay it in at the other end. Owen Judy. That makes his fifth point of the night.
Yeah, it gives him five tonight on the game so far.
Wanamaker back over on the right side. It goes into the corner. That was Andrew Miller around the horn on the left. There's Wiltsy with the basketball. And we've got a... What was that?
It's going to be a foul on Gavin, I think. Nope, going to be a foul on 34 on Delphus. I think he's pushing a little bit on Benny.
Seth Estall, a senior, called for the personal foul. He's a pretty wide body.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Recovery bringing it up against the full court pressure. Dylan Evers in the lineup now. Back to Toby. Back to Dylan Evers on the right. Out top to Owen Judy. Judy at the center circle. Works his way to the right. Now passes back to Gavin Toby. On the left wing is K.O. Rammel. Back out top to Brian Benn. Benn goes to Evers. Down low to K.O. Rammel. Rammel dribbles. Back outside to Toby. Toby dribbling the ball. Feeds over to Rammel on the right wing. And they're going to call 3 seconds in the lane on Brian Benn. Violation on Fort Recovery here in the Kalp Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget the Kalp Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery is open extra hours during the week. They're open until 7 Monday through Thursday until 6 on Friday. Convenient hours for you and your family at Kalp Pharmacy here in Fort Recovery.
Both teams now with 3 turnovers so far in the first quarter.
21 seconds left in the first quarter, 15-10. Jefferson's going to fire the last shot here, they hope, for recovery in his own defense. Back outside, pass over in the left corner. Here's a drive to the hoop. Back up and blocked by K.O. Rammel. Brian Benn got it. He throws a shot down, and it's no good at the horn. We've completed one quarter of play, courtesy of our friends at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, and Bern. Your friendly Health Mart pharmacist, Kalp Pharmacy, here in Fort Recovery. Stay tuned. We'll be back with quarter two. The score after one, 15-10, Indians on top by five.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions, as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Rob Weaver here, along with Dave Kalf.
Got a little room in the gym tonight. I don't think we've got our 300 people in here tonight.
No, I would say there's room for more.
Yeah.
Jay County will finally be able to sell some tickets, hopefully, to more people on Saturday of this week when the Patriots host Muncie Central. They're hoping to be able to seat 800.
Oh, wow.
25% capacity. That's only if we stay orange in the coating of Indiana's counties.
Gotcha.
Kale Rammel goes to the hole, scoops it up, missed it. Rebound, Brian Benn. Feeds it off to Rammel, back up again. He can't get it to go down, and it's going to be a foul on Delphus Jefferson. Wildcats called for their sixth foul of the evening. So we're going to be in the 1-1 here pretty quick.
Yeah, it's going to be a long quarter here if we get some more fouls on him. Benny just kind of cleaning up on them boards in there. He's making such a big hole, getting his hands on them, and got five rebounds already here in this ballgame.
Kale Rammel puts it up and no good. I guess I misspoke. It's only four fouls. I was looking at the timeout.
Gotcha.
Rammel hits the second one. One of two to make it 16-10. Kale has 6 points on the night. Welcome to those of you listening on FortRecoveryRadio.com and on the radio station WPGW, as well as those of you on pay-per-view TV. On the left side it goes for Delphus Jefferson. Trent Thiemann back out top. Levi Rohde there with the ball. He'll pass it off. Back out top it goes to Thiemann. Now on the left to Colin Bailey. Back over to Wanamaker. In down low to Thiemann. He can't find the opening. Feeds it back in the corner. Shots up and no good by Bailey. Rebound Indians. Kale Rammel with the ball over to Dylan Evers. He cans a three-point shot. Dylan Evers on a three to make it 19-10. Indians on top by nine. This is the quick start we were hoping for tonight,
absolutely.
Dave.
Absolutely.
Second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, your New Holland dealer. State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. There's a drive in the lane, almost lost it.
I think it was a double dribble.
Yeah, I think you're right. There's a foul called on the Indians, though, on Kale Rammel. Indians will be home on Saturday night. I think we're home.
No, I think we go up to Lincoln View.
Oh, at Lincoln View Saturday night. And it was Lincoln View. I just wasn't sure where it's at. And we will not be doing that game on the radio, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com on Saturday night. Bailey outside. Top of the key. Here's a nice spin move up and no good. And a foul's on Fort Recovery as Andrew Miller making a move to the basket. He's going to be shooting two here, fouled in the act of shooting. So at the line, Andrew Miller.
Yeah, they called that foul on Dylan Evers.
Up and good by Andrew Miller on the first one. Dylan has his first foul tonight. Here's one more for Andrew Miller. Bounces the ball. He's a sophomore on this team. Got that one. It's 19-12. Owen Judy into Brian Benn. Benn goes to the hole. Nice. Reverse layup up and in. Owen Judy gets the assist. Brian Benn, the 2 points. That gives Brian five on the night. Wildcats with the basketball. Over on the left wing to Colin Bailey. Back out top of the key is Levi Rohde. And a pass on the right side to Andrew Miller. On the left, it goes to Trent Thiemann. Thiemann drives to the hole, spins, comes in, and shot's blocked by Cale Rammel, but Jefferson got the rebound. Corner shot is missed. Ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be given to Fort Recovery.
I think that's the third or fourth block now for Cale Rammel tonight. He is really playing some good defense.
Levi Rohde missing the shot from the corner that time for the Wildcats. Well, that's what Coach Melton demands. Good defense out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right side to Dylan Evers. Feeds into Brian Benn. It's tipped away by Jefferson. Might have been Caden Carter got his hand on the ball. Carter has the ball back in the left corner. Back outside it goes. Thiemann around the horn over on the right wing. With the ball there is Colin Bailey. He'll pass out top. Driving to the hole, traveling. Driving to the hole was Levi Rohde, and he traveled.
We're really trying to get that ball in there to number 41, Brian Benn, and it's just not there every time. And you make a couple outside shots, and then it makes a big difference on that defense, how they gotta can't collapse so much.
Owen Judy into Brian Benn, feeds in the corner. There's Cale Rammel in and out on the three. Rebound comes to Jelfis Jefferson. They come racing down, teaming all the way. Shot's blocked, and they say it went off of him and out of bounds.
That was another block error. I don't think it was on Cale. I think Owen had that one.
So the block came down on the Thiemann, who was driving in and last touched him as it went out of bounds. Indians have the basketball back. Owen Judy right side. He threw it away. He thought Brian Benn was going to break to the hole, and he didn't really do that. And so it was overthrown. Coach Melton wants timeout. Indians leading 21-12 over the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Hey, check out the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. Built tough with poultry growers in mind and available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service at the south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Again, the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses to stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Back here at the famous Fortside Fieldhouse. The only Fortside Fieldhouse in America, right here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Jefferson with the ball. They trail 21-12 to the Indians. Ball's tipped away, but Delphus Jefferson got it back. Right side, out top to Bailey. On the left, it goes to Andrew Miller. Back out top again. There's Trent Thiemann with the ball. Right wing, back out goes. Rohde with it. Rohde goes right, goes left, passes out. Bailey with the basketball, Colin Bailey. And Rohde, I think he meant to pass to somebody else, but luck was with them. They have the ball, and the shot's no good. Missing that baseline shot was Caden Carter, and the Indians have the rebound. Gavin Toby down to Owen Judy.
Great defense this quarter so far here by the White. That, just holding them to, you know, one shot, getting a rebound. Doing a great job on the defensive end.
Regan Martin will go to the lane, and he is fouled, and to be out of bounds to the Indians. What was the score at the end of the first quarter?
15-10. 15-10 good guys at the end of the first quarter.
That was almost the same. Well, not quite. Indian JVs had 15 in their first quarter, but they were leading by 14 points. Or no, that's not right either. Let me see. That was they were 19-5 at the first
quarter.
There
you go. That sounds better.
Yeah, they had a big first quarter for the JV. We'll tell you about that at halftime. Cale Rammel back out top to Dylan Evers. Evers right side to Regan Martin. Martin holding the ball, dribbles out, stops, feeds it over to the wing to Cale Rammel, back out to Martin, to Toby, to Owen Judy. Judy tried to feed Regan Martin inside. He was cutting across, and Jefferson intercepts the ball, knocks it away.
Turnover number six here for the Indians.
Ian Wanamaker back in the lineup now for Jefferson. Over on the left to Caden Carter. Back outside it goes. Carter now, he'll feed off. Top of the key is Wanamaker. Wanamaker goes to the right to Thiemann, Trent Thiemann. Right side now to Andrew Miller. Back out again to Caden Carter. Now he feeds off to Ian Wanamaker. Wanamaker drives to the hole, and it's no good. Rebound, Owen Judy. OJ gets the rebound. Left side, Dylan Evers wide open from three, and yes, indeedy, he cans it. Dylan Evers now with a total of 6 points on the night. A
pair of three-pointers for the big boy.
There's a foul call on Kale Rammel, I think. Yep. Kale picks up his second personal foul. He fouled the Wildcats' Andrew Miller inside. Brian Benn's going to, he was sitting out for a little bit. He's going to come back in. Andrew Miller bounces the ball, puts it up and got it. Here comes Brian Benn in, and Kale Rammel will sit down with those two fouls. Regan Martin also has two fouls, but those are the only two guys on the team with two fouls right now. And Regan is still in the lineup. Here's another one by Andrew Miller, and it is good again.
I'll say one thing. They've been practicing their free throws. They're 7-for-8 from the free throw line so far in this ballgame.
24-14. Boy, that makes a lot of difference in games when you can hit those free throws.
Sure does.
Right side to Owen Judy. Back on the left to Gavin Toby. Here's a ball stolen by Andrew Miller. Intercepts the pass. He'll stop. Pass back outside to Caden Carter. Brody goes on the right side. There is Damon Wiltsey with the ball. Now to Andrew Miller. Back to Wiltsey. A drive down the lane. It's up by Wanamaker. No good on a scoop shot. Rebound comes to Dylan Evers. Gives to Owen Judy. Left to Regan Martin. And Martin is fouled by Wiltsey. Damon Wiltsey commits the foul.
I think that's eight straight possessions. They've gone down and they've had a shot. And we've got the rebound every time. So we've been having good position on the rebounds and taking care of business on that end.
We are bigger than they are, but still, every time.
It's been a really good job boxing out.
Regan Martin back out top to Gavin Toby. Second quarter, scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service. If you need service for your farm equipment or lawn and garden equipment, the place to go, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Regan Martin passing right side to Dylan Evers into Brian Benn. Back over to Owen Judy. Around the horn, here's Gavin Toby going down the lane, and he missed it. Foul's going to be called on Delphus Jefferson. Wanamaker gets called for the foul.
Great ball movement for the Indians there, just making Delphus Jefferson work their butt off trying to keep up with it.
Going to give Gavin Toby two free throws here. Gavin's still looking for his first point this evening. Eyes the basket, lets it fly, and it is no good off the back of the rim. He will have one more. Bounces the basketball. It goes, and it's in this time. Nice, sweet shot there. 25-14. Indians lead by 11. And the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Timeout is called by the Wildcats. Fort Recovery leading 25-14 in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Well, again, Jefferson's had COVID problems, and they have been out for 2 weeks. This is the first game back.
Trying to get a little rust off. I guarantee you we're going to see that press in the second half because it worked both times when they had it on us. And I'm sure we'll see it.
Full recovery in their zone defense at the moment. Left side, it goes down in the corner to Tiemann. Back outside, Wanamaker. He'll feed over to Andrew Miller. Back to Wanamaker. Back in the left corner. Kind of a dangerous pass there, but they got it. Andrew Miller with it. Has it stolen away by Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby with the steal, and now Owen Judy almost has it stolen away, and he does. Wanamaker knocked it away. He gets the pass back and puts it up. No good. He missed it. Rebound Wanamaker. He missed it again. And a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery on the rebound. Regan Martin picks up his third foul. That's not good.
Nope, and it all boiled down to just weak ball, you know, holding on to that ball out front.
We're already short people with both Derek Judy and Clay Smith out of the lineup tonight because of injuries. Inside, there's a shot up by Caden Carter. He missed it. Rebound comes to Brian Benn. Actually, it might have been partially blocked.
Yeah, I think Owen did get a hand on that one again.
Owen Judy, 3 seconds to go. He'll fire a three. It's a little short, no good. As time expires, first half comes to a close. Fort Recovery leading 25-14 after the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? See Artsway Portable Grinder Mixers, the feed industry's gold standard. Available from K&L Tractor Sales and Service on State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio. They're your New Holland dealer. That's K&L Tractor Sales and Service. We'll be back to give you the halftime stats coming your way in just a moment, right after we pause for this. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Hi, this is Jerry Kapp of Kapp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. Has a doctor or health care provider prescribed intravenous treatment for you or your loved one? Kapp Pharmacy can help bring a small part of hospital-level care to your home by providing intravenous medications that have been compounded sterilely in our clean room. We also coordinate insurance verifications, on-call support from pharmacists, clinical monitoring, and reporting to the healthcare providers. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314 for intravenous home-based treatment. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver and Dave Kalp back at the Fortside Fieldhouse, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Dave, I just received this from Brockman Beckman, so I'll pass it along to our listeners. We note the passing today of Regina Wendell, 88, of Fort Recovery. Passed away at the Briarwood Village in Coldwater. She married Emin Wendell, who died in 2001. 8 children survived. And locally, we see Richard Wendell from Coldwater, also Don Wendell, Randy Wendell, and Jen Pela, all of Fort Recovery. Is that how you pronounce that, Pela, P-E-Y-L-A?
You know, I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure on the sister, but that would be like Ross Rundle and Cliff Rundle's grandma. So condolences out to those guys.
Sister Dorothy Caney of Coldwater survives as well. Also, in-laws, including Alvin Wendell of Fort Recovery and Elmer Wendell of Fort Recovery. And the services, a mass of Christian burial, has been set for 11 o'clock Thursday at the Mary Help Christians Catholic Church here in Fort Recovery. A calling will be from 9 to 10:30 on Thursday at the Brockman Beckman Funeral Home prior to the service here in Fort Recovery. So, again, that's the passing of 88-year-old Regina Wendell of Fort Recovery, who just died today. We certainly want to send out our sympathy also to the Rich Hall family.
Absolutely.
Passing of Rich, a longtime Fort Recovery community leader and businessman. He and his brother Buzz owned and operated Hall Brothers Incorporated for many, many years. And I think Rich worked at Hall Brothers as an employee there for 55 years.
Is that right?
So, long time.
I believe it. Yeah,
those services were held already today. So, great guy. Enjoyed knowing Rich. And they talked about him starting the first radio station here in Fort Recovery way back. So I'm interested to find out more about that. Because,
well, that's news to me. Spencey might know a little bit more about it, but I certainly don't know. And
I would say it was probably, well, I'm not sure. I don't know much
about
it.
He was a photographer. He took my senior pictures, I'm pretty sure, when I was in high school.
I remember that now. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Well, let's go over to Dave Kalp. He has the halftime stats, 25-14.
Well, the Indians got an 11-point lead thanks to some hot shooting there by Dylan Evers coming off the bench and nailing a couple threes. For the Indians, they got pretty even scoring. Cale Rammel's got 6, Dylan Evers has 6, Brian Benn's got 5, and Owen Judy's got 5. So there's 22 of the 25 points, followed by Regan Martin's got a bucket and Gavin Toby's got a free throw. We had 15 points at the end of the first quarter, and we picked up 10 more in the second quarter for a total of 25. I think it's bugging me a little bit. We've got 8 turnovers so far in this ball game, and Rob, a lot of them was just weak passes. I guarantee you, they're getting their butts chewed a little bit about some of those weak passes. We take care of them. We got a little bit bigger lead. They picked up a few points off of some of our turnovers, and for Jefferson, they're just struggling making a shot. They picked up 10 points in the first quarter and only 4 in the second quarter. And for them, they're led by Colin Bailey and Andrew Miller, each with 4 points. They've only turned over the ball 5 times so far in this game, and they've been making their free throws. They're 7 for 8 from the free throw line. On the rebound side, Benny's just been cleaning house in there. I've got him down unofficially for 5 rebounds, and Owen Judy's got 3. Kale, Dylan, Gavin, Regan—they all have rebounds. So we're cleaning up on the board, especially on the defensive end. And I made a point to bring that up earlier. We've been giving them one shot, and then of course they go down and get an easy turnover, and then they never did score off of it, but they did get the rebound. But for the Indians, they're doing a good job on the defensive end, and as long as they keep that up, I think we'll be in good shape.
25-14 the score. We were ahead at the end of the first quarter, 15-10. Now lead here by 11 at halftime, 25-14. We'll be back and tell you how the reserve team did tonight right after we pause for this.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota L-Series tractor is the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Powerful Kubota diesel engine, ease of operation, and your choice of a Kubota gear or HST transmission. The durable Kubota L-Series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Forsyth Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Joe, look at what came in the mail. It's a basketball.
Oh, boy, I have been waiting on it. Honey, I'm going to go out and start practicing so I can become as good as those high school players we watched the other night.
Honk, honk. Joe, get off the street with that basketball before you get hurt.
Folks, always play smart and safe. Enjoy and support your local high school basketball team. This message is brought to you by your friends at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. 1-800-637-7161. Again, that's 1-800-637-7161.
Back here at the Portside Fieldhouse in the reserve game, Fort Recovery led from basically start to finish, leading 19-5 at the first quarter, led 24-16 at halftime. Jefferson cut the lead down to 7 at the end of 3, 32-25, but the Indians pulled away again towards the end to win 42-28, outscoring the Wildcats 10-3 in that last quarter. Fort Recovery was led by Caleb Evers with 14. Troy Homan had 10 points. I think that's his high of the year for Troy. 8 points for Wyatt Grover on 2 threes and a two. 4 points for Alex Deuce. 2 points apiece for Riggs Toby and Ross Pearson. And also 2 points for Rex Leverett. Then the final was 42-28. Fort Recovery reserve team beating Delphus Jefferson tonight.
They were coached by Jerry Bargey tonight. I don't know what happened to Coach Winter. If he's ill, or did you hear anything, Rob, on that? Or?
I did not.
You did not? No. So, congratulations to Jerry Bargey picking up the JV win tonight.
Cooper Farms is our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. At Cooper Farms here in Fort Recovery, Ohio. You'll find the farmer's friends at Cooper Farms. Once again, Rob Weaver along with Dave Kalp. Some people call me Radio Rob. Some Jay County student started nicknaming me Radio Rob, and it's kind of stuck ever since. Well, I was kind of mad about it at the time, but you know what? Sounds got a good ring to it.
Yes, not bad.
Here we go with Delphus Jefferson with the ball to start the second half of play. They trail by 11. There's an outside shot. It's no good by Rohde. Rebound comes to Gavin Toby. Toby gets Rohde's missed shot. Owen Judy on the left side to Kale Rammel. Rammel top of the key. Lobs it into Brian Benn. He's got it. Back up and good. And he's fouled in the action. Nope, they're going to call him for 3 seconds. Calling for 3 seconds in the lane. Yep, they sure did. That's a tough call. Cooper Farms third quarter. Indians lead by 11, 25-14.
Oh, I was thinking bucket and one right there.
Yeah, so was I. Colin Bailey with the basketball for the Wildcats. He'll dribble in, pops the shot off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Owen Judy. Judy brings it up the court. Right side to Regan Martin. Back out top to Owen Judy. And the left to Gavin Toby. There it goes on the wing to K.O. Rammel. Back out top to Brian Benn. Right side to Regan Martin. Martin feeds to Gavin Toby, who goes in and scoops it up and got it. Gavin Toby went between two Jefferson Wildcats and lays it in. 27-14. And his lead expanded to 13 points now. There's a three-point shot. It's up and no good. Rebound comes to Owen Judy.
Rebound number five for Owen. Two in this half. Nice job.
Owen passes down to Kale Rammel, who lays it in. 29-14, Indians balloon their lead to 15. Owen Judy's got a big smile on his face after that, and so does Gavin Toby.
It's a great feed pass down there, and Kale was ready for it and laid it right in.
We'll be back. Timeout. Jefferson, they are down by 15 points now.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. What defines an effective true vertical tillage tool? The new Great Plains TurboMax does. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3 3/4 inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seedbed and delivers the desired residue coverage without creating compaction. Call K&L Tractor Sales today or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio to see what the TurboMax can do for you. K&L Tractor in Great Plains, harvest starts here.
It'll be nice to have a sweep over the Delphus and the Delphus boys this year, St. John's and Jefferson.
No kidding. Yeah, we handed a 26-point loss to the Blue Jays there earlier in the year.
That's one of the bigger wins over the Blue Jays in the history.
I would say without a doubt.
Right side it goes for Jefferson. Down in the corner to Rohde, back outside. Around the horn, over on the left side to Wanamaker. Out top to Trent Thiemann. Wanamaker gets it back. On the left, there's Colin Bailey. Out top it goes to Damon Wiltse. Wiltse will pass in the left corner. Shots up and good. 3-point shot by Trent Thiemann. And they only give him two.
They gave him a deuce?
I guess just two. 29-17. No, maybe they gave him three.
They gave him a three. There's turnover on the Indians.
And here's Owen Judy stealing the ball right back for Fort Recovery to Gavin Toby. Toby down on the far sideline. He'll lob it in to Brian Benn. It's tipped out of bounds by the Wildcats by Colin Bailey. He pled his case to the official that Brian Benn touched it last, but the official didn't buy it. Owen Judy will toss it in. Owen will feed to Gavin Toby in the lane. It's blocked by Jefferson's Thiemann. Indians still have the ball, though. Right side to Cale Rammel. Rammel will feed to Brian Benn, top of the key. On the left side to Owen Judy. Judy looking for a teammate, dribbling. There's Gavin Toby. He'll drive down the lane, passes in the corner to Regan Martin, who misses the three. Brian Benn wrestles it away and falls down, and he's going to be fouled by the Wildcats. They don't know what to do with big Brian Benn. He's such a big kid. My, oh my.
Compared to the red shirts in there, he's by far the biggest.
He is by far the biggest. He does go out for a rest. Cale Rammel with the basketball. Dylan Evers came back in there a moment ago. Regan Martin back out top to Owen Judy. Judy being guarded there by Wiltse. There's a pass to Toby. He goes down the lane, and he's going to be called for foul. No, there's going to be a foul call.
Yeah,
I thought a minute there it might have been traveling, but that was not the call.
Foul on Wanamaker there on the floor.
Judy will pass into Regan Martin way outside. Regan dribbles the ball towards the center circle. Now goes down the lane, and he scoops it up, and good. Regan Martin. Their inside defense is not the greatest in the world. I don't know what to tell you that they should be doing, but
one of the things now with Benny out of there opens that center up a little more and gives us some driving room.
There's the ball thrown out of bounds by Jefferson. Pass was intended for Levi Rohde, and he just couldn't grab it. 31-17. Now here comes Brian Benn back in the lineup, and Dylan Evers will take a rest. So we have Regan Martin, Brian Benn, Cale Rammel, Gavin Toby, and Owen Judy in the lineup. Indians are shorthanded tonight with both Derek Judy and Clay Smits out of the lineup with injuries.
Well, everybody that's been in the game so far has scored, and I got a feeling we're going to stick with these six. He may put some of the reserves in later in the game if we keep building on this lead.
Left side to Cale Rammel, back over here to Owen Judy. With the ball, there's Regan Martin. Owen Judy right side to Gavin Toby. Toby on the wing, back to Brian Benn. Around the horn on the left it goes. Cale Rammel with it. He drives in and scoops it up and missed it. And a foul is going to be called on Cale Rammel.
It's going to be number four.
Going to call him for charging crashing into Levi Rudy, and boy, number four, not good. So we've got Regan with three and Kale with four. That is not a good sign, and we're still here with 3:38 to go in the Cooper Farms third quarter.
Exactly right.
Jefferson with the ball on the left side. There is Rody. He'll feed back out top. Bailey with the ball. Now back to Rody, who will fire a three, and he got it. Levi Rody cans a three, and all of a sudden it's 31-20. Back to an 11-point lead. Inside to Brian Benn, and he scores. Brian Benn got a nice pass. I didn't see who threw it to him, but
I think it was Gavin.
Here's the ball stolen by Owen Judy down to Regan Martin. Martin will lay it up and miss it, but he is fouled in the act of shooting. They're going to call the foul on Damon Wiltsey. Number 11 on the scorecard. Dylan Wiltsey. Damon Wiltsey. So Regan Martin goes to the line. It's up and it is no good. Hey, if you're wanting to sell your corn to Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. They'd like to talk to you about it. Call them on their toll-free number, 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. Rody comes out of the lineup, and back in is Seth Estel for the Wildcats. Regan Martin gets the second one. It's one of two to make it 34-20. Indians on top by 14. Regan has 5 points on the night. But again, a concerning statistic with him is his three fouls. Left corner it goes. He gets one more. He'll be out of there.
For sure. That's one thing we can do is get in foul trouble with a short staff. Another steal by Owen. Nice job.
And Owen is fouled on the play. They're going to call the foul on Colin Bailey of the Wildcats. That is, I think, his fourth.
I
got three
so.
Showing up there. But
got three up there. Not keeping track of the fouls.
Owen Judy passes down to Dylan Evers on the left wing. He'll pop the three. It goes in. Dylan Evers connects. 37-20, Indians lead by 17. Wildcats with the ball. It's loose and a scramble, and Gavin Toby comes up with it, and the Indians call timeout. Indians will have the ball. 2:12 left to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. The Indians on top, 37-20.
Hi, this is Connor Ramel with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risk of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you'll face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside our fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Indian Reserves won tonight over the Wildcats, 42-28. The varsity is heading in a similar direction, leading 37-20 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter with 2:12 to go in the quarter.
Did you know at the timeout we use some hand sanitizer on the ball and clean the ball off?
Really?
Yeah, I just saw JB do that down there.
You probably do that every time.
I don't know. I'm not paying attention now.
I got to clean the floor up now, too.
I'm impressed with our hustle tonight. We're up 17 points, and we're on the ground for loose balls, and that's a good thing, I can tell you that. I
thought you were talking about Brent Niekamp there, hustling out there with the floor cleaner.
Oh. He fast, didn't he?
We are. We're causing them all kinds of problems on defense.
Yeah, our defense has been great.
Owen Judy across the timeline. Passing right side to Regan Martin, back out top to Gavin Toby. Left side, Evers down in the corner. Owen Judy to Brian Benn to Martin, back outside. There's Gavin Toby. He misses a three. Rebound Brian Benn and missed that. And rebound comes down to Delphus Jefferson. Oh, there's traveling. No call. Here's a shot from the corner. It is good by Keeman. Trent Keeman connects on a three to make it 37-23. Lead is back to 14 now.
Owen Judy, the leading scorer now for the Wildcats, and he's kind of got a kind of a goofy release on that shot, but he's been knocking them home.
7 points for him now.
Oh, boy.
Right side to Owen Judy. Brian Benn left to Regan Martin. There's Dylan Evers way on the left corner. He dribbles, stops, feeds back outside to Owen Judy. Judy goes to Regan Martin. We're down to a minute to go in the third quarter. Here's Gavin Toby racing in, and he has it knocked out of bounds by Wiltsey. Damon Wiltsey knocked it out of bounds, so it'll be given to the Indians of Fort Recovery. Hope all you folks had a nice Christmas out there. Appreciate you listening in to the broadcast wherever you're listening from. Dylan Evers on the left to Regan Martin. Underneath
nice
to
pass.
Owen Judy, who scores. Owen Judy with his 7th point of the night.
Great look there by Regan. Found him wide open under the bucket.
Delphus Jefferson Wildcats with the ball. Down 39-23. There's Rohde firing a 3-pointer. It's off the mark. Rebound Dylan Evers. Over to Owen Judy. Judy comes across the timeline. Dribbling, dribbling. Passing on the left to Regan Martin. There is Dylan Evers in the left wing. Back out top to Brian Benn. Gavin Toby on the right. He'll dump it to Dylan Evers. Now back outside to Regan Martin. Brian Benn with the ball. He's guarded by Rohde. On the left, it goes to Owen Judy. Underneath to Regan Martin. He missed the layup. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Brian Benn out of the hands of Rohde.
Regan thought he was going to get clobbered there, and they left him wide open and just overshot it.
So, 0.7 seconds to go, and the shot is no good, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Indians had a chance there to bump their lead up to almost 20. It's not too far from 20 now. 39-23, Fort Recovery on top by 16 after the third quarter of play. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter sponsor, offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery. Stay tuned. We'll have quarter four on the way in just a moment. Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which include saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more. Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse on FortRecoveryRadio.com and WPGW AM and FM in Portland, and on pay-per-view tonight. Gavin Toby looks like he had a bloody nose. Over to Owen Judy. Gavin's playing with a little bit of cotton stuffed up his nose.
He was sticking up his nose.
Inside to Brian Benn. It's up and good. Brian Benn on a layup. 41-23, and Brian has 9 points. We have an excellent balance tonight.
We sure do. I was about ready to say it. Look at how even that scoreboard is.
That is outstanding. Outside to Rohde. On the left side it goes to Caden Carter. There's a wing shot up and off the mark by Logan Gallmeyer, who hasn't played much tonight. Here is a shot by Cale Rammel. He misses a three. Rebound comes down to Gavin Toby. Just hustle. Gets that ball away from the Wildcats.
That's what he does.
Owen Judy on the left to Gavin Toby. Down on the wing, there's Cale Rammel. Back to Brian Benn. Right side to Regan Martin. Martin will pop to Gavin Toby. Toby wearing some gauze in his nose there. That's all we need to have him on the bench with a problem. We are really thin tonight. Cale Rammel, top of the key to Brian Benn. He'll drive and he'll score.
Look at that. Look at that.
There's one for the highlight film. Brian Benn driving down and leaps in the air. Actually got off the ground there. Put it up and in. Shot's no good by Wanamaker for Jefferson. He got his own rebound, missed it again. This time, Cale Rammel comes down with a rebound for the Indians.
Are you going to get in his way, radio, Ron? He's driving down the lane like that?
No way. There's a foul called on Jefferson on Wanamaker. That is Ian Wanamaker called for the foul. Brody will come out. Not sure who all went in there. They had a couple come out. Owen Judy will toss it in. Here it comes to Cale Rammel. Back out top to Gavin Toby. Toby passing to Owen Judy. Judy filling in at the point guard for Derek Judy, who's out one more game. He'll be back on Saturday against Lincoln View. What's Lincoln View got this year, do you know?
I'm not sure. I'm talking to Bubba about that. Bubba will give me the lowdown on.
Out top to Gavin Toby. There's Cale Rammel on the left side to Owen Judy. Here's Cale Rammel firing a 15-footer. Missed it just off the lane. Rebound comes to the Wildcats, and they're going to throw it away. Picked up by Cale Rammel to Owen Judy. Judy will put it up and in. Owen Judy gets his ninth point of the night, and it's 45-23. Indians with a 22-point lead, and Owen Judy's going to be called for a foul. They say he fouled Colin Bailey.
There's no doubt a foul.
Blocked the shot there, came down a little bit too hard on it.
Owen Judy having a night rebounding. I think got him unofficially for 7 boards so far in this ballgame.
At the line is Colin Bailey. Puts it up, and he missed it off the back of the rim. You're listening to Fort Recovery Boys Basketball. Fort Recovery and Delphus Jefferson playing tonight here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, and the Indians have a 45-23 point lead. 22 points. That second free throw is good. And now the Wildcats call time.
That was their first freebies of the second half so far, and they need to get to the line a lot more.
A lot more. Trailing 45-24, Indians on top by 21 with 5:09 to go in the final quarter. We'll be back in a moment.
Mow, dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse, smaller than normal crowd. I kind of expected that being a Monday night.
Monday night between holidays, yep.
And we are going to celebrate when the new year comes in, I'll tell you. I'm not so sure 2021 is going to be a whole lot better, but it's got to be better than this year.
Boy, I tell you what, there seems like there's only one way to go, isn't there?
79 deaths now in Mercer County from COVID-19. Not good. Almost 4,000 cases of the virus in Mercer County.
Is that right?
Yep.
Where's Jay County at?
We're about 1,500 cases and 21 deaths in Jay County. obviously less population.
Sure.
Indians have the basketball. Owen Judy double teamed. Over to Regan Martin, right corner to Kale Rammel. Rammel back outside to Regan Martin. There's Owen Judy back to Regan Martin. As the Jefferson Wildcats using a trapping defense here, and the ball is up and no good by Kale Rammel, and it pops up over the top of the backboard and goes out of bounds. .45-24, 4:35 to go. This one should be in the win column, but stranger things have happened. And there's Kale Rammel intercepting. Comes down and scores. No, he missed it. Rebound, Regan Martin. Back outside it goes to Gavin Toby, to Regan Martin. Martin goes baseline. Now he feeds underneath to Owen Judy, who was wide open. Where was the Jefferson defense on that? Owen Judy lays it in to make it 47-24. He now is in double figures with 11 points. There's a three-point shot up and no good by Tiemann, Trent Tiemann. Indians with the ball. They find Kale Rammel right underneath the basket at the other end. He lays it in. Gavin Toby gets the assist.
Making it look pretty easy right now.
49-24. Here's a shot by Wanamaker. It's no good from three. Rebound comes down to, we have a jump ball. Yep. And it's going to go to the Wildcats. Well, the Wildcats are shooting threes now, trying to get back in the game, and they're not hitting them. Here comes the inbounds pass from Damon Wiltsey. Goes on the left side. It's up and no good by Andrew Miller. Spins out of there. Rebound comes to the Indians. Owen Judy on the right. He'll dribble to the top of the key. Lost it maybe. Nope, he got it back.
No.
And now he almost threw it away. Goes in the backcourt. Kale Rammel has it. Now there's a foul. It's going to be called on Trent Tiemann. .49-24. Fort Recovery headed for their fifth win of the year here.
Many coming back in. I thought he might get the rest of the game.
Dylan Evers will exit. And Brian Benn, as you say, comes back in. Brian is a big dude, I want to tell you. I don't know what he weighs, but he's got it on anybody else who's out there.
I'm pretty sure the first number is three.
6'6". I would say you're right. Left side to Kale Rammel, now to Regan Martin. Martin will pass to Gavin Toby. Right side to Kale Rammel into Brian Benn. Has it knocked away, and it'll be out of bounds to the Indians. Getting his hand on the ball there and knocking it away was the Wildcats' Andrew Miller. And Coach Melton wants time. 2:48 remaining in the game. It's 49-24, Fort Recovery, with the 25-point lead. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp from Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Give the gift of comfort this holiday season with a Golden Technology seat lift chair for your loved one. We have a large assortment of chairs in stock, various sizes, styles, fabrics, and colors to choose from. And in December, we're offering up to 15% off seat lift chairs. So let our experienced customer service specialists assist you in choosing the perfect seat lift chair. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49. Kopp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
And Kopp Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center, they have anything you need when it comes to handicap medical equipment. And if they don't happen to have what you need at the time, they can get it for you.
They'll find her somewhere.
Like Jerry Kalp just said, if you need a lift chair, it's a good time to buy. They've got discounts on their lift chairs right now in the month of December. That includes all this week.
Better hurry. Month's running down.
It is winding down.
Not a whole lot of sand left in the hourglass on this year. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Owen Judy will toss it in for Fort Recovery. Goes out deep to Gavin Toby. We got Regan Martin, Gavin Toby, Owen Judy, Kale Rammel, and Brian Benn in the lineup for the Indians. Here is Regan Martin. He has it knocked away and is picked up by the Wildcats. Turnover Indians.
First one in a while.
There's Owen Judy knocking the ball away, and they're going to say it's going to go to the Indians.
I think it rolled right off his leg. I think Owen was right.
Gavin Toby will leave the scene. And Dylan Evers comes back in. Indians being pressed full court here. Doesn't seem to be a problem. Cale Rammel across the timeline, and he is going to be fouled. Going to call that on the Wildcats, Caden Carter. Number one on him.
Yeah, we definitely knew how to attack that press a little differently in the second half.
Cale Rammel will go to the free throw line. Cale has a total of 10 points on the night. Just excellent balance by these Indians tonight. It's good. He has 11. Owen Judy has 11. Brian Benn has 11. And Dylan Evers has 9. Now, you can't ask for a whole lot more than that.
We'll take that every game, buddy.
Cale Rammel good again. Now he's the leading scorer on the team with 12 points. Down to 2:10 to go. Here's a long shot, no good by the Wildcats. And Cale Rammel came down with the rebound of Andrew Miller's missed shot. Rammel over to Regan Martin. Back to Rammel on the left. Back to Martin in the middle. Regan will dribble the ball between the circles. On the left side it goes to Dylan Evers. Now along the lane, Brian Benn. He turns, goes, and hits. Brian Benn went around his man and laid it in. 53-24. Right side with the basketball is Damon Wiltsy. He still has it. Back outside it goes. There's Tiemann firing and missing. Rebound, Regan Martin with the ball. That Tiemann does have an unusual shot there, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Got a different kind of release.
And it shoves off with his legs. Here's the ball to Dylan Evers, and a foul's going to be called on the Wildcats. It's going to be whistled on Trent Tiemann. It'll be out of bounds, or will it be? No, it's going to be 1-on-1. Brian Benn leaves the scene as Caleb Evers comes in for the Indians off the bench. His first action tonight. He's a junior on this team. Free throw is good by Dylan Evers. That gives him 9 points. No, 10 points.
Yeah, gives him double digits.
We've got four in double figures tonight. How about that? How about them apples? It is no good this time. Rebound, Caleb Evers. Back out to Cale Rammel. Owen Judy guarded very closely. Dribbling the ball. Now feeds to Regan Martin. On the left, it goes to Dylan Evers. Evers back out top to Caleb Evers. Now down to Dylan Evers. He puts it up and in, and Cale Rammel gets the assist. Dylan Evers makes it 56-24, and Jefferson just threw it away. Indians will have the ball. So we've got Dylan with 12, Cale with 12, Owen with 11, and what, Brian had 14? Or
13.
13. Now we're going to clean the bench off, and a bunch of the other kids are coming in here. Timeout's called by Fort Recovery. They're going to get Troy Homan in the lineup. Also coming in will be Wyatt Grover and also Riggs Toby. Timeout, Indians. We'll be back in just a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver, Dave Kaup back here at the Fortside Fieldhouse where the score is 56-24. Indians on top by 32 points. over the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats. And we only have 34 seconds left to go here.
Rex Leverett getting into the ball game. Is this going to be his first varsity experience?
I'd say.
Oh, yeah, I see him in there. Troy Homan with the ball to Leverett. On the left side it goes to Cale Rammel. Here's Caleb Evers driving and missing the shot. There's going to be a foul called on Jefferson. I'm going to say that was Julian Grant committing the foul, who just came in there a moment ago. Here's Caleb Evers, a chance to get his name in the record books on the points. It's up, and it is no good. One more for Caleb Evers. He led the junior varsity tonight with 14 points in that game. And this one is good. 57-24 now, down to 18 seconds to go. Jefferson with the ball. Inside shot is good. Nice move by Andrew Miller to make it 57-26. Miller with 6 points on the evening now. And Troy Homan will probably dribble it out here. Just holding the ball. And that's going to be it. Recovery knocks off the Jefferson Wildcats 57-26 tonight to improve their record to 5-3 on the year. Wildcats drop to 1-4. We'll be back in a moment to wrap it up right after we pause for this break.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Getting seed in the ground faster, with more accuracy and consistency, it starts with your planter. With a variety of sizes and configurations to choose from, there's a Kinze planter that's right for every field and every planter crop. Innovative planter technology improves speed, accuracy, and consistency, and provides convenient transport between fields. Come see the latest Kinze planters today at K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Hi, my name is Connor Rammel at Fort Recovery Insurance. Every year you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, call us today at 1-888-375-4181.
Are you a member of the Pack-A-Sack Rewards Program? Pick up your new Pack-A-Sack Rewards card today and start earning your rewards, which includes saving 4 cents a gallon on every gallon of gasoline you purchase. There's no waiting for your discount. Once you insert your rewards card into the gas pump, you'll automatically save 4 cents a gallon no matter how many gallons you pump. Get more details at a Pack-A-Sack near you. Pack-A-Sack, your convenience store, and a whole lot more.
Okay, take it away, Mr. Kalp. Give us the final stats.
Well, I'll tell you what, for the Indians, they improved to 5-3 here on the evening and come away with a nice victory here over the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats. For the Tribe, they outscored them every quarter. We scored 15 points in the first quarter. We scored 10 in the second quarter to give us a total of 25 at halftime. We picked up 14 in the third and 18 in the fourth to give us a grand total of 57. For the Jefferson Wildcats, they picked up 10 in the first quarter, and that was their best. They had 4 in the second quarter, 9 in the third quarter, and they only picked up a three-point shot there in the fourth quarter for a total of 26 points. For the Indians, we were very level when it comes across to scoring. We had Brian Benn leading the way with 13 points. Dylan Evers had 12. Cale Rammel had 12. Owen Judy had 11. Regan Martin had 4. Gavin Toby had 3. And then Caleb Evers came in there and picked up 1. Indians did have 12 turnovers on the night. We shot 8 for 14 from the free throw line. Unofficially, I have us out rebounding them 32 to 14, Rob. We knew that we were dominating the boards. I don't know if that's got to be close, but we definitely dominated the boards. For Delvis Jefferson, they're going to fall to 1-4. They were led in scoring by Trent Thiemann with 7 points. Andrew Miller had 6, and Levi Rohde also had 6. They just struggled a little bit, you know, getting the ball in the hole, and then with our rebounding and stuff tonight, they didn't get any second chances. So, nice game by the Fort Recovery Indians, and we'll move on and get ready for Saturday night. We got the coach up here. I'm going to give him my headset, Rob.
Okay.
What is he talking?
That is Lincoln View, the next opponent on Saturday up at Lincoln View. Kim Melton joins us, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. You got to have a smile on your face, coach. Nice win tonight.
Yeah. The kids played hard. Really proud of the effort.
Defense was, again, awesome this evening.
Yeah, we take pride in our defense. So, you know, really wasn't happy with giving up that baby two at the end, but that's okay. I mean, you know, we got our young guys in there. I hated to call a timeout just to get them in because some coaches think you're bush leaguing them, but I really wanted to get our young guys in. So, you know, you can give them an opportunity to experience, you know, some varsity ball a little bit. So,
no, I think you did the right thing there. That's, you know, those kids work hard too, and they know they're not going to get a lot of time, but it's nice to get them in the game.
Yes, absolutely. Proud of all the guys.
Wow, what balance tonight. My goodness. Brian Benn with 13, Kale Rammel with 12, Dylan Evers with 12, Owen Judy with 11, 4 in double figures.
Yeah, that's nice to see. That's when opponents see that, then, you know, who are you going to stop? And we're capable of that.
Yeah, that's the most balance you've had all year right there. So, and your stats on the rebounding, you just annihilated them there.
Yeah, I don't know the stats. You obviously have that, but I feel like we did on the boards. You know, we emphasize that. It's, you know, one of our keys as they walk out to hit the floor up there is, you know, one of the things that, you know, we focus on every game.
We were, we had them about, we had about double what they had according to what Dave was keeping on rebounding. So,
wow.
Maybe a few too many turnovers, but, hey, yeah. You can't be perfect.
Yeah, you know, not bad. Owen's not used to running the point for us. He's our wing, you know, two guard. But he done a great job. I told him he's going to make mistakes. Point guards, I mean, it's hard to play a perfect game. Even the pros, they're going to have one or two here or there. So you just got to have short-term memory and move on to the next play.
Well, I think he did a more concentrated effort tonight in running the point for you.
He did. We've focused on that Saturday in our walkthrough. And you know, I commend him and all the guys because, you know, we've been putting it with our MASH unit, so to speak, with all of our injuries. It's really kind of gummed up things that we really want to do. So I'm really proud of all the guys, you know, just stepping up, moving to different positions. And, you know, it kind of limits my play card a little bit because of, you know, our rotation, our lineup. But, you know, I'm really proud of the guys for fighting. You know, we got a tough road game Saturday. Lincoln View's a nice club. I think they're 4-1 or something like that. And they're competing with Columbus Grove and Crestview for their conference. So, you know, we know there's a challenge that lies ahead, and we'll prepare this week and get ready.
Well, good luck at that, sir. And, again, congratulations on a very nice win tonight.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians with an impressive, dominating win tonight over the Delphus Jefferson Wildcats, 57-26. And again, the reserve team, they also won tonight, 42-28. They were led by Caleb Evers with 14. Troy Homan had 10 points to also be in double figures. Wyatt Grover with 8. 4 for Alex Dews and 2 apiece for Roz Pearson, Riggs Toby, and also Rex Leverett. So that's it from the Fortside Fieldhouse tonight. Thanks so much for listening, folks. The final score again, Fort Recovery wins the varsity game over Delphus Jefferson Wildcats, 57-26. For Dave Kalp, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
listening to Fort Recovery Indians Basketball on J Country 101 Radio.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.